Hi there, and welcome to my poster. My name is Dylan Speary, and I'm a third year PhD student at the lab of Alex Heinal in Zurich, Switzerland. I will just quickly walk you through my poster, and if you have any questions, please attend the poster Q&A on Wednesday, 29th of April at 2 p.m., so I can answer your questions. I work with EGFR. EGFR signaling in C. elegans is very nice to analyze since there is only one homolog of the ligand, LENT3, and one homolog of the receptor, LET23. And my main question in this project is to determine if LET23 has an involvement in dorsal lumen formation. So to give you a quick introduction, the vulva cell fate is specified by the anchor cell releasing LINT3 as an inductive signal during vulva cell fate induction. Then at the later stage, the anchor cell has to invade the vulval tissue to create a connection between the uterus and the environment. And for that, the anchor cell gets help from the ventral nerve cord and an UNC6 signal to get directionality. There was also publication showing that the anchor cell is needed in a physical form in between the VULFs to open and establish the dorsal lumen. And another publication showed that LINT3, upon being expressed in the anchor cell for vulva induction, will be expressed in the VULF cells for induction of the UV1 cell fate. And here I want to mention a tool we created to analyze LET23 in a more precise manner. We sequentially CRISPRed one FRT site and a GFP, and then another FRT site upstream of the protein kinase domain of LET23. Since it's the only protein kinase domain, upon flip out, we will have complete loss function of this allele. So in results one, we can see an endogenously tagged LINT3 and neon green, and as you can see, it's in the anchor cell also late during invasion, and then it disappears in the anchor cell, but it reappears clearly in the VULF cells in later morphogenesis stages. Surprisingly, we also found the endogenously tagged LET23 GFP to be expressed not only in the VPCs but also in the anchor cell right at from the start of vulva invagination and the whole morphogenesis process. So we were wondering what would happen if we now knock out LET23 specifically in the anchor cell, and we did this in result section 3, where we found that the alignment of the anchor cell is more variable in anchor cell-specific knockout mutant compared to control animals and also animals which had a flip pace but did not lose the anchor cell-specific LET23 signal. And also we then also checked the actin cytoskeleton. So we used an anchor cell-specific MOE reporter, and we saw that in the knockout, a lot of times the cytoskeleton in the anchor cell is not as defined as it should be. And we then also, we are wondering if we get a more severe defect if we combine it with an UNC6 mutant, since UNC6 is known to be a guidance cue for the anchor cell. So our hypothesis was that if we now lose this guidance cue on top, we might have a more severe phenotype. And we could see that so LET23 in the anchor cell is not involved in during the invasive process, as we can see in B, the first graph. But later morphogenesis, a lot of UNC6 worms manage to breach. So it goes from 40 to 70% up during the whole morphogenesis process. And as far as I'm concerned, I think it's not an invasive process anymore, but more of a passive breaching due to stacking of the toroids. and therefore the basement membrane might get breached more in a passive way, at least not with the common invasive program. And there we can see a slight difference. So with an ANCA-specific Latin-3 knockout, we decrease this passive breaching, which would also play into result section 3, where we see that the ANCA cell not always is aligned properly, and if it is in ANCA-6 background on top, it will be aligned even less often. Then we measured the result of all these differences in L4.4. We found in a HM1 reporter line, which tags the cell junctions, that the dorsal lumen diameter is decreased in an ANCA-specific knockout mutant, which also then leads to an egg-laying defective phenotype in adult worms with an ANCA-specific flipase, but also with a LINS3-specific knockout in the VPCs. The LINS3-specific knockout is a bit more tricky. Therefore, we so far didn't produce all the results as well for this allele. To give a quick overlook, I hope I was able to convince you that EGFR is expressed in the ANCA cell from the onset with morphogenesis, securing dorsal lumen formation by stabilizing cytoskeletal components during lumen opening. And as a small outlook, we are working on a new platform. So a postdoc in our lab developed microfluidic platform where we can film the whole morphogenesis process from early L3 until adulthood. And attached to this poster, you will find a file where I show you a control animal and 22 hours of vulvar morphogenesis. Have fun. If you have any questions, please join the Q&A session on Wednesday, 29th of April at 2 p.m. Or if you have further questions, write an email to sylvan.spiri@utzendage.ch. Thanks for your attention. Stay safe. Have a nice day.